welcome to the Harmonia Podcast, where we dig through mounds of new releases to bring you the very best from the exciting world of early music. I'm Bernard Gordillo, and this week's edition features the top 10 discoveries of 2009, some new, some old, but all excellent recordings. Out of the many recordings I listen to every season, there are a few of which I listen to over and over again because of their unique qualities. Terrific performances, fine repertoire, and beautiful sound quality. Gabriel Garrido's 2004 K617 release of music by composers Gaspar Fernandez and Manuel Sumaya is perhaps one of their finest. The energy is captivating and electric. Ensemble Millenarium's 2008 Reacher Car recording of Medieval Dances was a surprise discovery while looking through the label's catalog. And while I've never heard of them, I became an instant fan. Their approach in bringing to life the music had a groove and energy of its own. This is the third time that the 16's new choral label release of Handel's Messiah makes it onto the podcast. Simply put, it's an excellent recording. While putting together a two-part Purcell program this season, I came across a King's Consort compilation recording on the Hyperion label entitled Essential Purcell. Drawn from the ensemble's complete recording of Purcell's music, the selections are stunning and live up to the title's claim. Thank you. Ensemble 415 is truly one of the finest in all of early music. Their zigzag label recording of Geminiani's Concertos after Corelli's Opus 5 Sonatas is an intense and high-energy reading of some very beautiful music. Pierre Baragno's 2008 Zigzag label release of Renaissance Improvisations, inspired by Silvestro Ganassi, is a bold and stunning approach to a repertoire that few ever tackle with such intensity. Jed Wentz and Musica Ad Rainem were featured on the podcast not long ago, but I have to return to them because their new Brilliant Classics recording of J.S. Bach's complete music for the flute is worth returning to time and time again. Recorded three decades ago and re-released in the late 80s, Michel Chapuis' Astray recording of Corette's New Book of Noels is a terrific performance of music one rarely hears outside of church. I discovered it while looking for music for this season's Noel Noel program. Not only did it fit the bill, but it introduced me to one of the most interesting organists I've heard in a long time. The Toronto Consort's marquee label recording of music for Elizabeth I is a lovely and poetic approach to music that's often released. Luckily, the Consort presented versions that aren't easily available, in addition to being beautifully performed. American oboist Deborah Nagy and her ensemble Les Delices flew out of the starting gate with their debut release, The Tastes Reunited. I return to it because its beauty and excellent ensemble draws you in on multiple listenings. Thank you. This has been the Harmonia Podcast. Join us next week when we'll present another new release from the exciting world of early music. In the meantime, be sure to visit our website, where you can find information about how to purchase the recordings you've just heard and listen to other recent Harmonia shows and podcasts. Find us online at wfiu.org/Harmonia.